Being in Manhattan for the U.S. long Thanksgiving weekend was a spur-of-the-moment decision, quickly planned, a welcome treat from my son and his family who have been living there since September 2019. When first invited, I was very ambivalent about making the trip. It had been more than a year since I had seen my three youngest grandchildren, and as much as I wanted to see them and learn about their lifestyle there, I was anxious about travel and all the necessary tests. After 2 years of lockdowns, border closures, health warnings against travel, we had not traveled outside of Ontario since the pandemic began. But when my son offered to fly up here, visit his head office in Toronto, stay overnight in his home in the beach, then accompany me back to LaGuardia, I could not refuse such generosity. 4 days with events and new experiences, seeing Oliver, 10, Ava, 8, and Spencer, 5, made for an exciting if exhausting time. Their lifestyle is very different from when they lived in the beach in Toronto. Now on the Upper East Side in a large, by New York standards, apartment complex on the 25th floor with an incredible view of downtown Manhattan. We had a fun-filled agenda. Thursday was the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, which we watched from the 8th floor of a friend's apartment overlooking the parade route. It was amazing, humongous balloons more than 20 feet wide on long strings held down by dozens of marchers. There were numerous cartoon characters that delighted the grandchildren, and they laughed when I had to ask who the characters were. With over 60 floats, the theme going from Thanksgiving to Christmas, included was a large decorated gold-covered turkey glistening in sun on a warm day. Dozens of marching bands, some with over 200 musicians. Crowds of cheering happy people lined the streets. New Yorkers are very compliant with pandemic restrictions, always masked if inside buildings or elevators, respectfully distanced. Even outside, many people were masked. All restaurants, cafes, theaters, etc. checked QR codes, only double vaxxed allowed and ID requested in addition. After the parade, we took a walk through Central Park. A peaceful outdoor haven for everyone, cyclists, joggers, dog walkers, and of course tourists and lots of eccentrically dressed characters. Many New Yorkers order all pre-prepared and delivered meals, as was our complete Thanksgiving dinner with every imaginable trimming. It was delicious and plentiful. On the Friday, we had tickets for Radio City Hall to see the Rockettes' Christmas Spectacular. Indeed, it was just that, spectacular. The 3D journey from the North Pole to our arrival in Manhattan, avoiding clouds, snowstorms, tall buildings and reindeer whilst riding in Santa's sleigh, was incredibly realistic. Young Spencer sat open-mouthed, eyes wide with wonder. He was mesmerized. The precision and detailed dance routines were perfectly timed and choreographed. Then onto Rockefeller Center to see the tree, not yet lit, but not that much bigger than our own in Cambridge. We walked, we took a bus, but mostly hopped in a cab, as by now my arthritic legs were feeling their age. My grandchildren have become so street smart and matured incredibly. They love the noise, the excitement and energy of the city, more suitable for young people than me. It was a learning experience from many perspectives. My final day, Saturday, we visited Hudson's Yards, a huge innovative complex that cost $26 billion and took 10 years to build. It is 25 acres built over the train tracks of the yards. My son's company owns a large percentage of the complex. It is architecturally innovative, filled with hotels, office spaces and retail, and opened with great fanfare just prior to COVID. The pandemic has meant re-planning spaces, dealing with huge changes, which has kept Michael in New York. We had tickets to go up 100 floors to look over the edge and see for miles. There is a safely supported glass structure in the form of a triangle where you can look down the 100 floors to the ground, a bit scary if, like me, you have no head for heights. My son and granddaughter avoid it, but my grandsons love the experience and wanted me to join them on the glass. It's amazing what one can overcome when asked by grandchildren. I did and was proud to have photographic proof. Hudson's Yard has a global reputation for its innovation, its eco-friendly usage of water, hydro, garbage disposal, etc. It was fascinating. The downside being every tourist in the city for Thanksgiving wanted to be there, so the lineups were very long. I had lots of one-on-one time with my grandchildren. What a treat. On my return day, it was snowing in Canada, so the return flight was delayed. Picked up by a limo, when I happily arrived home and was greeted by David with a big hug, glass of Prosecco and a meal all prepared, I could relax and be so grateful I had ventured to the Big Apple, the first visit there in 25 years. Life is good and coming home to Cambridge is always a pleasure.